Playhouse 194, a couple minutes before 7, as we dive into a round of Am I the Jerk?
Jerk, 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 jerk.
For those moments where you fear that you might be in the wrong, that you might be the total jerk, and today Jade is considering the fact that she might be in the wrong. She might be the jerk, but why is that, Jade?
I was given an engagement ring, and pretty soon after, I found out that my fiancé had been cheating on me, and he's asking for the ring back, but I don't want to give it to him. I feel like I deserve to keep it because he pretty much ruined my life, and my mom is telling me that I should just be a better person, and I should just give it back to him and move on, but I think I deserve the ring. So I want to know if I'm being a jerk for wanting to keep it.
Well, first and foremost, I'm sorry you're going through all that.
Yeah, it sucks, but I just want things to be right again.
Well, we'll see if people side with you on hanging on to this thing, okay?
I hope so. Thanks.
Now, I know kind of the old concept, because a lawyer called during a segment we did years ago, and was like, how it works is the engagement ring is like a gift that goes along with the promise that we're going to get married. However, the wedding ring, the promise has been fulfilled. So it's like an engagement ring you're supposed to give back, a wedding ring you keep, right? So they haven't gotten married yet. Technically, I think, someone correct me if I'm wrong. I think in the eyes of the law, it's hers or it's his, and she's supposed to give it back. However, does the fact he cheated negate that, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's still a gift. I would say it's still a gift. You gave it to me as a gift just to be a petty person to keep it, resell it then. But I don't know why you would want to keep it. I think you're going to look at that ring every day and it's just going to make you resent him and hate him and not. Yeah, like I don't get why you want to keep it. The only reason I could see is for selling it. But I would say you literally got down on one knee and gave me this. You begged me to take it.
Then you cheated. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what first I thought you were saying give it back, and
no.
I was like, oh, what?
Well, no, I would.
Yeah, I mean, you probably would because, like you said, you're looking at it, and that's all you're going to see is them. What I would do is I would pawn it off, make sure I get my share, and then give him half. You know,
be like, you're splitting the money if you're selling it.
If you want to go that route, like if you're going to give it back, I'd rather pawn it off myself, get half of it, and then here's all I could get for it.
That's not an option. If you're pawning it, you're keeping the full amount.
Yeah,
that's true too. But if you want to be like the better person or two, you know, you could at least give them a kickback, I guess. Here, go buy that person that you cheated on me with some McDonald's or something, you know?
I mean, so this guy's obviously a jerk for cheating on you. He's a jerk for being like, hey, I know I cheated on you and you broke up with me, but can I get that ring back? He's a jerk. Yeah, I gotta be honest. I think you're a jerk for keeping it too. I think you gotta just give it back. Just give it back.
Really?
Just wipe the slate clean and be done with it.
Someone said that legally it's a contract, and if the engagement ring or if the engagement ends, the contract is not fulfilled, so the ring goes back. So, yeah. Like how you were saying that, and then once you're married, it becomes a gift, and it does not need to be returned to the purchaser.
Really?
I still don't think so. I think an engagement ring is literally a gift.
I don't know. If we're looking at it just from like a, you know, do you seem like a jerk on face value standpoint? I mean, kind of. Like, you guys aren't getting married. That was to get married with. I'd just give it back. Just be done with it.
I think both of you are jerks. Like, he's a jerk, like you said, Zero, for asking for it back and for cheating. And then you're kind of a jerk if you keep it. But at the same time, I would, if it was me, I would keep it and sell it. And then if I was feeling generous, I'd give you a kickback on it.
She the jerk?
I don't think she's being a jerk. He cheated. The price you have to pay.
So the fact he cheated makes it like total free-for-all with the ring then?
The price you have to pay. Listen, why did he even propose to her if he was really not ready and still wanted other things? So he broke her heart. It's fair game. He broke her heart. She could at least keep the ring, sell it, and, take herself on a nice trip or buy her something fabulous that will not remind her of him.
All right. Text Club thinking jerk, not a jerk. Amy K.
Someone said jerk. Ring goes back until you're married. Sorry. Someone else said jerk. I don't even get what cheating has to do with it. You're stealing the ring. Engagement rings are condition based on actually getting married. So if you don't get married, You give the ring back. He shouldn't even have to ask you to use common sense and give it back. Another person said, I would say it depends. Is it a family heirloom? That would go back. Be kept with the family. But if it's not, why not? Just keep it.
Yeah, jerk, not a jerk. Keep that engagement ring. He cheated, though.
Absolutely not. Okay? Once you give that ring, that's yours. Okay? Mm-hmm. Unless she did the wrong. She didn't do the wrong. That guy did the wrong. So I don't see any, no harm, no foul. I mean, you don't give someone an engagement ring and then cheat on them. You know? That's foul.
I feel like the only argument you can make is since he cheated, this is like the least he can do is let her have the couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, just keep it. I mean, because let's say you give her a pair of shoes. You're not asking for the pair of shoes back. You're not asking for a massage chair that you bought her.
Oh, no, I'd take that massage chair back.
Would you take it?
Oh, yeah.
It was a gift. A happy birthday, right? Think about it like that standpoint.
Yeah, was there kind of a consensus on this one, would you say, or not really?
I mean, most people are saying that she's the jerk. She has to give it back. Someone else said the ring is a contract in marriage. If it's the end of the contract or if she breaks it, she have to give it back. But if he cheats, that should kind of void it and she should be able to keep it. But most people are saying just return it. You're not getting married. Don't keep the ring.
Nah, you don't want that dirty money anyway. What kind of karma? You pawn that off, some sort of weird
bad luck
karma money. You don't want that.